from Future Proof. Every ambitious person must learn this skill. Most people aren't going to like this, especially if you're naturally a creative artist or someone who values meaning over money. And frankly, I've always been afraid to say this, but George Max said it well. Get good at advertising, the ultimate meta skill. If you can create a persuasive advert or landing page, you can create a persuasive CV or job interview. This is an incredible luck hack because most people are awful at advertising. Advertising? Yucky. Who wants to sound like a used car salesman? Who wants to manipulate people to make money? I thought if I just learned a creative skill and got really good at it, then I'd at least be able to make a decent income. I wondered the same things, but if you hear me out, I think I'll change your mind, and I think it could change the direction of your life. In this letter, I want to show you how I personally learned advertising coming from a spiritual hippie background, why learning that skill is one of the greatest decisions I've made, and how you can start practicing today and reap the benefits of it without feeling like you've sold your soul. Do what you love, but learn psychology, marketing, and sales so you can actually make a living from it. Ever since I was a kid, I knew that the typical path of getting a high-paying job wasn't for me, even though it was drilled into my head by everyone around me. When I say this, it sounds cringe and dumb, but I knew I was meant for more. I mean, I had to be right. Who in their right mind wants to be like most people? I think we just get busy along the way and don't have the capacity to entertain those thoughts of doing something magical like our 10-year-old self would. Anyway, that led me to the internet. That led me to search for ways to make money. That led me to take online quizzes to make $5, because it was 2014. Eventually, I found what most people would consider a scammy guru today who was making six figures from his Facebook ads agency. It blew my mind that anyone could do that, but it sounded legit, so I spent $999 on his course, and it was actually pretty good. More practical than anything I'd learned in school, at least. But I wasn't at the level of development to effectively put those teachings into practice. I tried, failed for 2 weeks, then fell down a rabbit hole of trying other business models. I learned about drop servicing, SEO, dropshipping, brand building, photography, digital art, and more. I'd spend about 3-6 months on each of these, but there was one fundamental problem. I never advertised what I was doing. I would spend 3 months practicing, 1 month building the website, another month waiting for product to ship to me, maybe another month just creating cool designs for fun to feel like I was doing something, and by that point, I was bored and wanted to move on to the next thing. Multiple years started to pass by. It got to the point where I was in my 5th year of university and was taking out loans just so I didn't have to get a job, because I was supposedly meant for more and had to make one of these things work. The time was up. I had to get whatever job I could, and I did. I felt like a failure. But that seems to be what it took to make me realize what could have made any of those ventures work. The key insight is that if you don't advertise your work, you will not earn money from that work. Meaning, if you don't illustrate how what you do can benefit someone else's life, you still need to survive, and you will be forced by no choice of your own to do someone else's work, and you will not be in control of the advertising, making you more susceptible to engaging in manipulation. If you don't create a product to sell, you will have to sell a product for someone else, and your ability to create will not be self directed for much of your life. Michelangelo advertised to the Medicis. Shakespeare wrote for commercial theater. The starving artist is a modern myth. Historical artists were great marketers, and that's why you know their name today. Further, animals that don't signal advertise their value don't reproduce. Nature is full of advertising, just look at peacocks. One could even say that advertising is natural selection in a capitalistic society, and I hate to break it to you, but you probably aren't going to change that unless you advertise persuasively enough and on a large enough scale as to why some other model is greater than capitalism. You say you despise marketing, sales, and advertising, yet you do it every day. You just do it unconsciously, and are far more prone to both doing the manipulation and being manipulated. There's a Carl Jung quote that would go perfectly here. You describe your weekend and present a certain version of yourself. You persuade your friends to go to a specific dinner spot. You plead your case at a job interview. You recommend your favorite show. You choose what to wear on a first date. You get your kids to eat their vegetables. You tell stories. And if you were to actually practice this, not only would you get more of what you want, you'd be able to control how much damage you do to other people and how much manipulation you are personally susceptible to. You'll finally be able to make the business work, or the relationship, or the raise at your job. And that's just it. Advertising carries a lot of baggage, but it is simply a concept, a word, a description of an act. It is not inherently manipulative, but if it is used by those at lower stages of psychological and moral development, which are more pronounced when you don't have money and are in survival mode, their manipulative tendencies will shine through in all of their actions, not just advertising. I think you get the point. So, how do you actually learn advertising so that you can both get what you want in life without becoming someone you hate? You can't persuade someone to buy a bad product. Of course, unless they're drunk, but that's when you start navigating into very unethical territory. Imagine a guy who doesn't groom himself, care about his health, and just sits in his mom's basement all day playing video games. He has nothing going for him. If he were to approach a 10 out of 10 girl on the street, and assuming she's not a snob, would they ever have a chance of getting together? No. Now imagine they're both at a bar and have 10 drinks in them. There may be a slight chance that the guy can persuade the girl to go home with him, but that should make your skin crawl. In the advertising world, that's exactly what we're trying to avoid. In social dynamics, there's a laundry list of things from looks to health to character that people look for before making the decision to get into a relationship. In business or a career, there are 3 main things that people look for. If you nail one, you're better off than most people. If you nail all 3, you shouldn't have a problem making money or getting what you want. What is the big problem you solve? What is the desired outcome you promise? What is your unique mechanism for solving the problem and reaching the outcome? In order to get those things right, you need to target a specific person and understand their problems and desires more than they do. Many people have heard this before, but how often do you actually consider it when you are writing, speaking, or building? When I write a newsletter, all 3 of those are the macro structure. When I create a product, Those are the first three things that I brainstorm. When I write a post, I try to at least hit on one. When I write a book, these shape the chapter outlines. If you were to simply think about those things before putting your work in front of other people, you would be much more likely to get the result you want. Those are the foundation. But in order to make the most of them, you need to understand why they work and how to implement them. If you're advanced in marketing or sales, you're going to cringe at this. The FI.